Welcome back. Thanks for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment.
We are so glad that the pandemic is over, because now at this upcoming state fair, we will be able to give each of you individually raspberries. You know?
I don't know what's wrong with him either.
Have you ever given?
Babies. And my dog.
Ooh, but his hair.
On his belly.
Do you shave his undercarriage?
Well, there's less hair on the belly.
Oh, gosh, Donna, don't give your dog a raspberry on their undercarriage. That place is a fecal nightmare.
I give my cat raspberries.
See?
Mm-hmm. Through the fur?
Mm-hmm. She loves it. Little tail just wags.
Sometimes on their face, you just...
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe, should I be trying this? Rex is very hairy. And does it make the noise?
Yes.
I like to blow in my dog's face.
Okay.
Seems mean.
No. No, he bites at it. You know, like it's the wind.
Oh, cute. Okay, bye.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Did you guys watch Behind the Music? VH1,
yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah, I used to love that show. Yeah.
I know, me too. Well, they're bringing it back. They've got new episodes. They're going to do Wolfgang Van Halen, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Trace Adkins are next up. And you can see these, I believe, on Paramount Plus. So the first season apparently ran from 2021 through 2022. And they had like Motley Crue, Alanis Morissette, Boys to Men, Shania, George Michael, and Durop. So yeah, it's coming back.
That's fun.
I missed all of those. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Now we do. Yay. All right, if you had a guess, moving on, on who Katy Perry wants to replace her on American Idol. Have you seen the story?
No.
God bless you.
All righty. All right, let's guess. I do want to publicly say Fox should, or ABC should offer $100 million for 1 year to Taylor Swift. I just want to say that as many times as I can, so if it ever happens, we can say we called it, and then we can finally leave this place.
Is she's still touring, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tours until the beginning of next year.
Oh, maybe.
You know, hey, production day here, production day. Listen, if she can attend Chiefs games, she could sit down and she could critique singers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like she is too big of a star. Like, that would really create a lot of, like,
that's why they need to back
nerves up
the Brinks truck and say $100 million for 1 year. You will make roughly 10 times what Lionel and Luke make.
And you would call the season American Idol Taylor's version, and
yeah,
people would not
it.
Stop watching it.
Go. Yes. That's what they should do. All right. Who do I think Katy Perry would like to see? Let me ask a question before I guess. Is it a lady person?
It is a man person.
Well, I already don't like this because I think that we need different genders on that panel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want three dudes. You don't want Lionel, dude, Luke.
Yeah, that
you
is
want
true.
A mix of genders there. Different perspectives. Okay, but I'll go with it here. Hint, please.
Country artist, sort of. Probably more
Luke Bryan's
crossover. More crossover.
Okay.
I got it, I think.
You do?
The soon-to-be carrot stick. Oh, you weren't here when we did. Jelly roll.
Carrot stick.
He's losing so much weight. We're going to change his nickname to Carrot Stick.
I haven't seen him.
He's down like 70 pounds. He says he feels great.
And he wants to lose like another 100.
Yeah.
And he just got all his teeth redone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wonder if he's ever going to try to get his face tats removed. He
Maybe.
Joked about it in that commercial, that Uber Eats commercial during the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Remember football?
I remember that. I know. It's great.
That's a great guess, Mike.
That is the accurate guess.
He just recently mentored on American Idol.
Okay. Well, Katie says that Jelly Roll's name immediately came to her mind. She said he was crazy. She said, I was convinced at anything he said. He could run for president. He could be my pastor. I might go back to church for him. She loves him. And to have Luke, Lionel, and Jelly on the show would be amazing. She thinks he's got a great ability to give constructive criticism in a kind way that would make him an awesome judge. She said, I want a truth teller. That's what I want. I want someone who's not afraid to tell the truth in a graceful way. Mm-hmm. He does seem like a very lovely guy. Like his life, there's no way that guy would have a job today and the money he has today if he didn't have this talent, because it's not easy for felons to turn their life around because the opportunities aren't there for them. As far as getting employment.
Yeah, it's a really tough road for them.
Yeah,
any employer, if you see two people side by side, same resume, same interview experience, but one was a former convicted felon.
Right.
And the other wasn't, who are you giving the job to?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tough sledding for them.
He's really turned his life around. It's great.
You kind of wonder, too, you know, life's a funny thing. Would he have the career that he has without that? You know, had he never gone to jail?
Oh,
because sometimes, you know, your suffering, your trials, that becomes a catalyst for what you create in your life after that.
Well, I think his wife, Bunny, had a lot to do with his success because he was fighting to get his daughter. And she was a sex worker, by the way. And then she ended up, I think, doing a, what's it called? OnlyFans kind of thing. So that's where she got her money and took him in and then helped him fight to get custody of his daughter. And they have a very cool story. That would be a great behind the music.
Yeah.
To hear his whole story.
Although you talked about behind the music that apparently it's already been back and that there are more new episodes coming out. When I watched it as a kid, it was always like you were really just waiting for the band to break up.
Oh, really?
You know, it always felt like I remember it being the rise and fall. Although maybe that's a little more True Hollywood Story. Remember when E used to do True Hollywood Story?
Yep.
And boy, you walked away from that and thought every single time, oh, the worst thing that could happen to you is you would become a celebrity.
Yeah.
It was just like a blueprint for this.
Everybody's bankrupt.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Like, and internally bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
I mean, are we high right now?
Hey, do you want to hear how CBS repackaged the Billy Joel concert that they
without
screwed up?
Without the breaking news coming in?
Yes.
Tonight at 11.
Well, it's a promo. It's going to air on Friday again, but here's what they did.
CBS Friday. A special encore presentation of the epic concert. 10 years in the making. Billy Joel's 100th sold-out show at his historic Madison Square Garden residency. By popular demand, a second chance to see a legend make history. Billy Joel. The 100th, live at Madison Square Garden, Friday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Back by popular demand.
They should have just been more honest. That's such an opportunity for authentic marketing. Be self-aware, own it. You know, you do all that and say, and this time, without any local news interrupt, you know, that's just something they could have done.
Yeah.
Or just cut in the middle of it. In the middle of that promo, just cut in. And then be like, now you're breaking. Okay, no, we're just kidding. We got it right this time. Here you go.
That's even better.
That's what they should have
done.
That's great.
Be self-aware.
I know,
people
right?
respond to that kind of marketing.
Well, then to cut off like his biggest hit ever.
Yeah.
And a sing-along. Everyone's waiting the whole show to hear that song.
And boy, and then, nothing harsh as a mellow like a news, local news theme music. Tonight at 11 o'clock, storm drains flooding around the metro. Barry Pertz reports.
That was good.
It's been a while since we've done improv class.
It's so good. Yes,
hey,
and we got to go.
When we come back, artificial intelligence just made its first rom-com. I'm going to tell you the company behind it. We have the trailer to listen to.
Oh, cool. I can't wait. Oh, my God.
I have a lot to say. We'll get to it when we come back.
Hello. It's Donna for Blaze Credit Union. In case you missed the headline, Spire and Highway Credit Unions, they merged at the beginning of the year, and now they are calling themselves Blaze Credit Union. They are a full-service financial institution, and they could help you out with any type of financial product or service at any stage of your life, because they are all about service, service, service. They care about their members. They care about the community, which is why I am a member of Blaze. Steve is also a member of Blaze, where they have totally free checking. You don't hear that anymore. There's always some kind of hidden fees. Well, not at Blaze Credit Union. Here's how it works. You deposit a minimum of $100, and they're going to give you $150 back. And then there are no fees, no monthly maintenance fees. So look into that. There's 26 locations. You could find one near you at blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, an equal housing opportunity lender.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hello. We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
I came across a weird story this morning. I was like, what is going on? Is this a gag? But I don't think it is. So you know TCL, the television maker? Maybe you have a TCL television in your home.
Hmm.
We have 8,000 of them here in our building. You know the manufacturer, TCL?
What? What are you talking about? What are you yapping about over there?
I mean, Mike, I had just been talking about it. I had just said TCL a couple of times. And then she
I heard the TCL part.
Only the third time you heard it. Who are you emailing? Are you doing bills? Just tell me the truth. My heart can take it. I'm in a good space today.
I was reading an email from Leo.
Just read it out loud. Get it off your mind and then look at me.
Rocco, aloha. Donna, hello. 9:30 Thursday, out of break. Steve's story of toilets. Stories from the Big Apple. Would be great for a slow jam. Hang loose, Leo.
That's what we told Rocco.
That's right. Leo, great minds think alike. Wink, okay. Okay, what now? It's TCL?
All right, so come over here now.
Okay.
So you know TCL, the television manufacturer?
Yes.
See, there you are.
I do. I have one.
Okay, yeah, and we have a ton all throughout this building. You guys need a TV? Come get our TVs.
Yeah, there is about 100 just in this, 10 square feet.
Yeah. Don't loot us, please. Don't loot us. But if we did get looted, people would be walking on here like a Best Buy. It seems like a joke, but there's something called TCL TV Plus. This feels like something that would have come out on April 1st. But instead, it came out 6 days ago. It's starting to pick up a little steam. Apparently, TCL TV Plus is a streaming app, and they are trying to create some content. And I read parts of this big description on YouTube, and I was like, this is a joke, right? But I don't think it seems to be a joke, but they put together a romantic comedy based, all created by AI. The visuals that you see, the voices that you hear, and everything about it. So before you play it, Mike, Donna, could you open the link?
Yes,
link it up, yeah. It's in that little yellow thing.
Yeah.
Because then I want us to all kind of press play together at the beginning of this, because I think seeing it and hearing it just shows you this is one of those instances where it's like, don't worry, the robots aren't going to win.
And if you're listening to us at your desk and you want to play along too, it is posted right now. So you can head over to our show links page.
Okay, this is great.
Click on it and watch as we are listening.
All right, there's a girl on a train.
This is wonderful. Okay, so why don't we all press play together here? This is a entirely AI-generated romantic movie trailer in 3, 2, 1.
So, Claire, what's your stop?
The City of Lights. I'm hoping it's a new start.
I don't think we have to pray for long.
Maybe you're the dark, mysterious kind of man who never shows his vulnerability.
Got a feeling that the wait is over.
This is creepy.
Maybe you're the kind of woman who's never sure what you want, even if it's right in front of you.
From all of our shit, I know that our wheels hit. Darling, this is what
you awful animation.
In life's journey,
quite a lot of taking.
Sometimes the heart moves too fast.
Del, wait, don't go.
Sometimes too slow. But if you time it just right, that's when love arrives.
Claire!
I thought you gave up on me.
I'm not going to let you go.
Ew.
It's called Next Stop Paris. Here's what I think happened. They wrote into ChatGPT, hey, write me a romantic trailer.
Yep.
And make this, the characters are a woman who doesn't know what she really wants and a guy who has a dark side who never really, you know, reveals his true self. But then the AI, proving that it can be just as dumb as it can be smart, it wrote that in as the lyrics of what it is, that it wrote it in as the dialogue.
Got it.
Maybe you're a woman who doesn't know what she wants, and you're a dark, mysterious man who won't show his true colors. Claire, I'm going to the City of Lights. And I mean, guys, it's like, I never liked the Polar Express animation. It always felt a little weird for me. It was like the beta version of that.
Yes, yes. And her mouth was weird, the way it was moving. Her teeth looked weird. It's like it's a bad cartoon.
It just is very weird.
Me no likey. Donna, want, leave.
Also, this is not a good move, I don't think, by TCL TV Plus. Coming on the heels of the actor strike and the writer strike and AI being front and center of all of that.
Yeah.
To say, oh yeah, here, look at what we can do without you human actors.
Right.
Claire, come back. I'm going to the City of Lights. Awesome!
Yeah, that was creepy. Thank you for sharing it, though.
Thank you, Donna.
Well, I have no room to tell you my story, but I'll save it for another time. Thank you.
It's about a flying cat.
Well, there is a video of a flying cat that has 60 million views so far. I mean, this is a cat that flew on its own across a room. But my story is about how Hollywood is super into cats right now. Cats are not normally front and center. You know, they might just kind of be in the background or whatever, but I'll save it. I'll give you a little more information on that tomorrow. Thank you, Steve.
I'm watching the cat video.
Oh, are you? You see how fast it like flew across?
Oh, there are two cats, right?
Yes. So one cat, I think, scared the other cat, and the other cat flew across the room. It's crazy.
It was just a big jump.
I have a cat. I had a cat that used to climb up the door. What do you call that? Door ledge?
The
door frame. And hang on and then slide when he got to the top, and then he would just slowly slide down. Very cute. Cats are cool.
Nice story.
Thank you.
651-641-1071. Call now to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge next.
We're back. Thank you for listening.
Somebody.
That's Crazy Steven.
That was my original radio name. Wake up in the mornings. It's Donna and Crazy Steven on My Talk. We're happy that you're here with us.
Yeah, we
are a pop culture, entertainment, and lifestyle talk radio show. We stream live freaking worldwide. And if you think we're lying about that, we have a listener in Ukraine. We have a listener in South Africa. We used to have a listener in China.
France.
Canada.
Yeah, I think that's it.
There are some
others. Russia. Don't we have someone in Russia? Don't we?
Maybe.
We had a guy like Paulo or something. Anyway, I might be making this up.
My brother-in-law tried to learn to speak a phrase in Russian. To a painter that we have used, is excellent. And he came down and he was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, you know, hushing, flipping, but whatever he said. And then he looked at him and my brother-in-law was like, that was in Russian. And he said, I am from Ukraine. Poorly timed, too.
Yeah, not great.
No, no. Not the best. Speaking of good timing, why don't we play a game right now?
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
We'll find out how smart the two of you are as we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. 39 wins for Donna and 37 for Steve. She's been on a hot streak. Four straight wins for Donna.
Yeah,
only one involved Steve, but you know what I mean. It's the same.
Yeah, unfortunately, they all count.
Yes, they do.
That's the bummer.
All right, so today for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, it was 37 years ago today when Aretha Franklin hit number one for the first time in a long time with the song I Knew You Were Waiting For Me.
Great
of course, it was a
song.
Duet with George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to be talking about duets that hit number one.
Oh, I feel good about this.
Number one chart-topping duets, and Chris is playing along with us today.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the Don and Steve Experience. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Wonderful. Chris, where are you headed right now? Where are you going? What's going on
where
with your day?
Where are you?
I'm working, so I'm heading to a meeting.
Oh, is everybody like going to be dressed up? Are you like, will there be suits and pantsuits and stuff?
No, not quite that fancy.
What line of work are you in, Chris?
I am actually a diabetes nurse educator.
Oh, how cool is
really?
That?
And I would be inauthentic if I didn't stop down to recognize you choosing the Wilford Brimley version of pronunciation. You went with diabetes as opposed to diabetes. Tell me about your choice.
He was correct in his pronunciation.
What?
Really?
You can actually say it both ways. I just prefer his version.
Diabetes.
Okay. Diabetes.
There we go. There's Wilford right there.
He's diabetes.
Well, thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah, that's wonderful work to be involved in. We appreciate you for that. Thank you for listening. Now it's time for you to team up with somebody. This is duets that hit number one. Who would you like to form a duo with, Donna or Steve?
I am going to go with Donna because I feel like she might have more knowledge on that, and I don't know that I will be super helpful.
Love it. We'll try.
We'll just try
our best. Bye, Steve.
All right.
Love you.
Hit me, Wilford, one more time.
All right.
Sorry.
Chris is on
happen.
Hold.
I closed
okay.
it. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
There
I'm
we
sorry.
Go. Diabetes. There he is.
Timing.
All right, let's go. Let's
right,
do it.
Steve.
It is the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Steve's going to step aside. Chris is on hold. We are going to play. Again, we're all talking about duets that hit number one on the charts. Are you ready, Donna?
I'm not sure.
Trying to make it five straight victories.
Ah!
Can she do it? Let's find out. Let's start with this first one here. Paul McCartney had a couple number one duets, Say, Say, Say with MJ, and this song with Stevie Wonder.
Oh gosh, it's a like a black or white song. I'll get back to that one.
Not to be confused,
Ebony and Ivory.
Not to be confused with the viral Ghost Town DJ song of the same name. Usher and Alicia Keys hit number one in 04 with this tune.
No clue.
Patti LaBelle joined this guy in 1986 for the song On My Own. It was their first number one hit for each away from their groups.
Oh shoot, Peter Cetera.
Anything you like repeated.
Second one.
Viral Ghost Town DJ song shares the same name with this Alicia Keys and Usher hit. All right, you got Chris with you. Let's see how she does.
Chris,
she went with Ebony and Ivory for that first one. How do you feel?
Let's go with that. All right. I don't know any different.
All right. She didn't get an answer for the second one. Let me read it to you here. Not to be confused with the viral Ghost Town DJ song of the same name, Usher and Alicia Keys hit number one in 04 with this tune.
I don't know. I'm
any
sorry.
Idea? Okay.
I
no,
don't
no worries.
Either.
And then she said Peter Cetera for the final one. How do you feel about that answer?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's not right,
sorry,
but that's okay. No, I'm sorry, Chris. Let's see. I don't know
we'll
if Steve's going to do much
we'll
better.
We'll see how Steve does.
Hey, Steve.
Again, we're talking about number one duets. Song's a hit number one.
Like, how does he go so far away?
He's currently getting water. I just heard him turn around and say, just wait, Donna. I'm getting water here.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Take your time, Steve.
Yeah, Steve. We're not doing a live radio show or anything happening.
Donna, hey. Our bodies are freaking 80% water. Haven't had any this morning, so sorry I filled up half a cup. After I just eliminated half a cup. That was a very productive time out of the studio for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How did it go?
Not great.
Yes. Let's go, Steve.
Good morning.
All right, let's do it. We're talking about songs that
Donna won't leave.
No, stay.
Songs that hit number one that were duets. Let's go with this first one here, Steve. Paul McCartney had a couple number one duets, Say, Say, Say with MJ, and this song with Stevie Wonder.
Pass.
Not to be confused with the viral Ghost Town DJ song of the same name, Usher and Alicia Keys hit number one in 04 with this tune.
Pass.
Patti LaBelle joined this guy.
Patti
LaBelle joined this guy in 1986 with the song On My Own. It was the first time they both charted number one away from their groups.
On My Own. Luther Vandross. Number one.
Number one. Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder. Number one.
Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder. Hot Time Mississippi. Living for the City. Number two.
Number two is Alicia Keys and Usher.
City.
Wow. All right, let's run through these answers. These are all songs that hit number one as duets. A little more difficult than I thought. Let's start with that final one. Patti LaBelle joined this guy in 1986 for the song On My Own. It was the first time they both charted away from their groups. Of course, Patti LaBelle's group she hit number one with was LaBelle, the group that Michael McDonald hit number one with the Doobie Brothers. Michael McDonald, the correct answer for that final one.
I said Peter Cetera.
On My Own. Peter Cetera was a good guess.
I said Luther Vandross. That was a bad guess. You remember when Luther was with a group? Yeah, no one does because he never was, right?
I guess. No, he probably was. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Don't look it up.
I'm looking it up, yeah.
All right, let's go to the second one. Not to be confused with the viral Ghost Town DJ song of the same name, Usher and Alicia Keys hit number one in 04 with this tune. It's a song we heard literally during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Because they performed the Super Bowl and they performed this song, My Boo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that song.
Do you know this song? Because this is the better My Boo. If we were playing a bonus same name game, you've got the Alicia Keys or the Usher My Boo or the Ghost Town DJs. Of course, that went viral like 8 years ago with some dance trend on social media. But that is My Boo. That brings us to the first one. It's 0-0. Let's head to this first one. Paul McCartney had a couple of duets, Say, Say, Say with MJ and this song with Stevie Wonder. The correct answer, Donna got Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah!
Dang it.
Nicely so done, irritating. Donna. That is
Thank you.
Straight victories.
Yeah, baby.
And it's a win for Chris.
Woo, Chris.
You're amazing, Donna. Thanks.
Thank you. Yay. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, how's it feel to lose?
It feels pretty crummy.
I'm sorry. You're my best friend. Chris, get to your meeting. We're going to put you on hold. Mike will get your information. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a great rest of your day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Chris.
Bye. Luther Vandross was in a group called Change. Thank you.
Is why I do a tiebreaker?
Of course.
All right. Here's a tiebreaker. If it come down to this.
Nothing, Donna. Let's do it just for old time's sake.
No. Nope.
I'm feeling down.
I don't want to.
We mentioned Alicia Keys. She also got to number one in 09 with this song alongside
Steve, Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, the correct answer. Actually, no, Empire State of Mind is the correct answer.
I'm freaking Steve in the City. I was just walking up and down. Oh, hey, what are you doing? I ate at a Chinese restaurant on Tuesday night. I ate at a Japanese restaurant on Wednesday afternoon.
Do you want me to tell you what I ate now?
I just think it's interesting that I know yours is like boiled chicken and broth water or whatever. But I thought it was interesting that I went Asian two times in a row, but slightly different Asian.
And this was in uptown area, like you were in the upper...
Uwis. Oh, sorry, you probably don't know that. Upper West Side.
Okay. Uwis.
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 Uwis. No, a lot of places are closed during lunch.
Is that right?
Yeah, they are. There a lot of places, particularly on the Upper West Side, are open for dinner. They open at 4.
It doesn't seem like New York is as hopping as it used to be since the pandemic. Am I right?
I don't know about that.
Are there like hundreds of people on the streets when you're walking?
No, but in the closer you get down to like Midtown, yes.
Okay, because that's tourists.
Yeah. But like the Upper West Side, there are people. There are for sure people out and about, but not hundreds. But I don't think the Upper West Side is where you would see those images of everybody waiting for the walk sign to turn. I think that was more Midtown, the closer into sort of the heart of Manhattan.
Yeah, and then you're getting close to like Port Authority. And
I'll tell you what, I had a problem yesterday. I went and you said, hey, go walk around in Central Park. So I did walk around in Central Park for a little bit.
Oh, cool.
But then Pap have to go wee-wee. Pap almost thought about taking a whiz in Central Park. I really had to go. And I was like, I need to pee. What am I supposed to do? They should have more porta-johns in Central Park.
What? They should have bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't know where they were. I didn't feel like I was near anything. And it was like each step I started feeling it. Then I finally go into a Starbucks. I make my way out of the park, go back up. I find a Starbucks. And I look over and I see the door with the code that you got to punch in, that
yes,
kind of bathroom.
Yes.
So I go in, I order my drink. Great. Give me this sugary drink. Wonderful. And then I said, great. And now while you make that, could I just get the bathroom code? And he said, oh, I'm sorry. That's the only thing we don't have is a bathroom. And I thought,
oh,
then what's
weird
behind that door? And in my head, I'm thinking, if I open that door right now, you telling me there's not a toilet back there that flushes?
Right.
So then I was like worried about what happens if you publicly urinate.
Steve, you should have gone to, did you see the big fountain? Did you see Strawberry Fields?
No, I've seen those before.
Have you walked past the Dakota where John Lennon lived?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen all those things before. Okay. I've been to Central Park many times, but I don't want to brag, but I've been there so many, many times. This was just like a little, I was trying to burn the clock. Take a walk, but then I really had to pee. So if anybody has insight, like Brit in the City, Sheehan J, our New York listeners who email, if you guys could let me know how to identify bathrooms in Central Park.
Hmm.
It's a real, people were saying go into a hotel lobby. That's a good way to go.
Yeah,
I guess. They generally won't stop you. But, you know, the restaurants are tough.
Hotel lobby's a good tip. Good one.
Take a break.
All right.
What do we have coming up next, Donna?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, we've got a little food news. Let's talk a little new Heinz Barbie sauce.
Nice. We're going to do that.
It's pink Barbie sauce.
I'll tell you what is in it and what's making it pink and why I think I'm opposed to this. Maybe even on a moral level. That one we go back. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Woo! Have a good day.
Hey guys, Donna here for Bradshaw and Bryant Law Firm. You know, as somebody who once suffered a personal injury when I was a kid, I can tell you that an accident like that, got hit by a car, it is not only physically, but emotionally devastating. And oftentimes, it's a huge financial burden on the individuals, or in my case, my parents. And that's why when an accident happens, it is so important to have somebody who can advise you, someone who's got a lot of experience in personal injury law. It doesn't cost you anything. You could call my friend Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant, or a member of his team. So when hopefully this never, ever happens to you, but if it does, just remember, don't sign anything. Don't make a statement until you have spoken with a personal injury attorney. Mike can help you understand your options and help you navigate insurance forms and things like that. Get a hold of Mike Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Hi, Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Barbie.
I talk like this, will people think I'm in their trunk? Let me out.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm back here.
I used to do a bit like that.
Let me out.
You could do that, you know, make noises like I have you tied up in the corner.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, right?
Can you do an armpit fart?
I cannot.
But what about with your new loose fold of skin?
Oh, let me try. Georgie. No, I can't. I can't do it.
Don't look at my roll here.
Okay. Look at my...
Oh, wait. Shh.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Quiet. Donna, here, let me lower the mic.
Hi, welcome to seventh grade.
After I just told you I wasn't going to do sophomoric humor in another
You're like,
bit.
I'm not doing this. That's here very sophomoric. I'm here like, oh, and here he is doing arm farts.
Donna, I need quiet.
Okay.
I cramped a part of my chest doing that. I did that years ago.
Do it again. Let's submit this for Gracie Award.
Oh, okay. Go. Yeah, one more. Yeah, this good.
Radio at its finest. All right, our boss is going to get mad.
That has happened, actually. I did it like 5 years ago, and she was like, armpit farts? Seriously?
Yeah. The one time she tunes into our show.
I'll talk to Donna.
Oh, you're so silly. Man,
something stinks.
It's crazy. Well,
there's something sort of stinky.
It's probably you. You're the one closest to you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think it's you. How about a shower every now and then?
Donna.
We got a lot of emails about bathrooms in New York City.
Okay.
You put out the bat signal and Britt in the city is responding. So when I first moved...
Wait, I want to spend more time on that. So let me just tell you this. Okay. Heinz is releasing... in a collab with Mattel, a limited barbecue sauce.
Okay.
It's pink. It gets its pink color from beet root extract or root if you're obnoxious. And it's pink. I don't like the idea of pink sauce near my meat because it feels like it would be gross. It feels like it reminds me of raw meat, undercooked meat.
Remember... they used to have all sorts of ketchups for kids that were like green, all different colors.
I've never found that appealing. And it's really wild how our brains associate color with what's acceptable.
I hear
you. Like if I gave you a tall glass of chocolate milk, but it was lime green.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a little bit of a disconnect. There.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know? And the fact that we can blend some foods, some things can be blended and they taste good. But if I said, hey, I'm going to make in the blender, I have 6 hot dogs right now and I'm going to blend it. Stop flapping your bingo wing, Donna. Donna is actually poking her tricep flap. This is after she discovered that she has developed an extra fold of skin near her armpit. Hey, you got a little bicep line there, though, Donna.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thanks.
How'd you build those muscles up? Just from carrying around the bingo wings?
You're so
funny. It's a joke. You don't have bingo wings. You're a little stick.
Okay, Steve.
No, but you
just
do.
Calm down.
You brought up the... You can't just start poking at a flabby
part of a body. I didn't know you were looking.
How can I not see? What were we talking about?
Pink sauce.
Yeah. Anyway, Barbie.
That'll be out soon.
Back to the bathrooms in New York.
Okay, here's Britt in the City says, when I first moved to New York 3 years ago, the bathroom situation in the city really stressed me out, realizing that a bathroom isn't as accessible in a moment's notice, especially in an emergency. But a friend showed me an Insta-follow called Secret NYC.
Ooh.
It is a must follow for helpful hints related to all things New York.
Going
they
there
are
now.
Magical and have a map of public restrooms. She sent a link.
Okay. Say the name of that handle again.
Thank you. It is called
Secret NYC.
NYC.
Okay. Oh yeah, 1.8 million followers. Boom.
Here's Shihan. He says, this is a Central Park restroom map. I've been where you are, Steve. I just went behind a bush. It was pretty late in the evening. Also, the mirror thing happened to me a few years ago. I thought I was in shape, but in one of the gym locker room mirrors, I saw a fat guy staring at me.
And also, I was like, hey, creep.
It was
me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
That was after I saw myself naked sitting on a toilet in profile in the mirror and thought that an obese man had broken into my hotel room. And just as I reached for the phone, I noticed he did as well. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. You're like, what's Brendan Fraser doing here? Doesn't anybody knock?
I don't remember ordering the whale.
Oh my God, it's fun.
It's fun.
Okay, so coming up, don't forget, we're still taking your emails and we'll take some calls coming up at 11 o'clock after the Dirt Alert. We want to know what's like a fun, cool thing to call a grandmother.
Yes.
Like you have Gigi in your family.
We have Gigi, yeah. G-E-E-J.
Oh, Gigi.
We have another grandma who is called now Grandma Boo or Boo because our first great-grandchild of hers pronounced her name as Boo.
Cute.
So now it's she's Boo.
Adorb. So we'll run down the list. Maybe you're looking for a suggestion and we'll share that with everybody, okay?
Yeah, if you want to call in, don't call in yet because you'll be on hold for like 10 minutes because we're going to take a little break. We're going to do a Dirt Alert when we come back and everything's set up. We do appreciate you hanging out with us wherever you happen to be listening. You can always stream live worldwide, mytalk1071.com, and download our show if you haven't subscribed to us as a daily 3-hour podcast. Love you long time. Bye. Coming back though.